This news update is being sponsored by Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Call Derek, 989-529-8167. Your favorite Amish handyman that can do any job anytime. And that is Bresky Siding and Building Repairs for Kindy. And good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and an update on your latest headlines, beginning with President Biden, who says he's immediately rushing badly needed weaponry to Ukraine now that he's signed into law a $95 billion war aid measure that also includes assistance for Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. Joe Biden said a U.S. weapons shipment would begin making the way to Ukraine within hours. But significant damage was done to the Biden administration effort to help Ukraine repel Russia's invasion during a months-long funding impasse. Even with new weapons and ammunition, it's unlikely Ukraine will immediately recover after months of setbacks against Russia. Out of Detroit, the Detroit Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown have agreed to a four-year contract extension worth more than $120 million with $77 million in guarantees, according to a person familiar with the situation who spoke on condition of anonymity because the financial terms have not officially been announced. Detroit drafted St. Brown out of USC in the fourth round, 2021. Also, some Detroit news where Jeep maker Stellantis is planning to lay off an unspecified number of workers as its U.S. factories in the coming months to deal with a rapidly changing global auto market. The statement comes as Stellantis faces increased capital spending to make the transition from gasoline vehicles to electric autos, and it has also has reported declining U.S. sales in the first quarter. And it has higher costs due to a new contract agreement reached last year with the United Auto Workers Union. Stellantis has about 43,000 factory workers. Stellantis said the moves will improve productivity and ensure the company's long-term sustainability in a fast-changing business. We'll be right back after this.
Do we have any spray paint?
Why?
I need lots of paint. I'm going to paint the house.
I don't think so.
But it looks bad.
Well, you can't spray paint the house.
And then let's call
Brexy Siding and Building Repair. They can do it.
Is your siding looking faded, worn out, or just in need of an update? Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529- 8167.
A 66-year-old Michigan woman has been arraigned on second-degree murder and other charges after prosecutors say she drunkenly crashed her SUV into a boat club that was hosting a birthday party, killing a little boy and his little sister and injuring several other people. Marcella Chidester didn't enter a plea yesterday to the eight counts she faces in Saturday's tragic crash at the Swan Boat Club in Monroe County. During a court hearing that was live streamed, Chidester's right arm was in a cast just above the elbow down to her fingers. She has been jailed since the crash, and the judge has set her bond at the $1.5 million mark as prosecutors had requested. A Korean War veteran from Minnesota who still carries shrapnel in his leg when he was wounded in combat will finally get his Purple Heart medal, although 73 years late. The U.S. Army notified 96-year-old Carl Mayer of St. Peter this week that it has reversed itself and granted him a Purple Heart, which honors service members wounded or killed in combat. The decision came after a campaign by his daughters and attorney, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, championed his case, which previously had been rejected due to a lack of documentation. Attorney Alan Anderson says they are now hoping to arrange a presentation ceremony in the near future. A little more locally here to Caseville. Well, the Caseville Public School students in the Caseville Public School District, will be taking center stage during the World Robotic Competition for the second time. They are looking to raise some funds, and at the end of this article, I'm going to give you an address to write a check, and we'll do that here in just a moment, because the trip is going to be expensive with only a short time to raise these funds to compete. So to help the team with travel costs to the competition, there is going to be a can and bottle drive at the trailer parked at MQS Pizza on Main Street in Caseville. Monetary donations are also being accepted. If you want to mail a check, you're going to send that to Caseville Public Schools, 6609 Vine Street in Caseville, 48725. In the memo area of the check, note that the money is for the Caseville robotic team. And if you missed that and you want to make sure that you get it so you can donate, it will all be on thumbnet.net. This update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. Call Derek at 989-529-8167. Your favorite Amish handyman that could do any job, anytime. That's Bresky Siding and Building Repairs of Kindy. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, do make sure you go to thumbnet.net.